One of the great tragedies of American life today is the degree to which big money is buying elections, in which elected officials become responsive to the needs of Wall Street and wealthy campaign contributors rather than the needs of ordinary people.
That's U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders speaking to CNN earlier today. It's a big week for the Democratic race for presidential nomination, with the New York primary happening Wednesday afternoon, Australian time. It will see Sanders, who grew up in Brooklyn but rarely returned, pitted against frontrunner Hillary Clinton, who has done the opposite, really. She adopted New York as her home and represented that state as a senator. Donald Trump will also put his New York values to the test in the Republican primary. John Nichols is the Washington correspondent of The Nation. He's written the update to Bernie Sanders' political autobiography, Outsider in the House, which is now Outsider in the White House. John, welcome to RN Drive.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
This book was first published in 1997. It chronicles Bernie Sanders' rise from fringe mayoral candidate to mayor of Burlington in Vermont to congressman, senator, and in your update, presidential candidate. When did you first become interested in the pretty different, you even describe it as strange, career of Bernie Sanders?
I think it's fair to describe it as a strange career, certainly in the American context. I became interested in Sanders when he was first, I guess, elected to the House, which was about 25 years ago, at that point from afar. But as a political reporter, I followed him through his career. And when he ran for the United States Senate, which was about a decade ago, a little more than a decade ago, I spent a good deal of time with him in Vermont, because this was a remarkable thing. While we had had the occasional independent and the occasional left-winger elected to the U.S. House, it was very rare for someone to get elected to the Senate. That's a much more powerful position. And so I spent a good deal of time covering his campaign when he ran for the Senate. He got elected. And over the ensuing decade, interviewed him many times as a Washington correspondent, and so followed him as he rose. And in many ways, that's the most fascinating thing about Sanders. When he was a mayor up in Burlington, and then when he was a member of the U.S. House, I think he was considered, you know, a bit of a interesting character. But as a senator, he really did become a national figure. And it's out of that status as a national figure that he's been able to put together really one of the more remarkable political campaigns in modern American history.
What's really interesting about his political career is how unlikely his success seems at every step of the way. Do you think this underestimation of the outsider is something that's really dogged his presidential bid?
Absolutely. But maybe it cuts both ways. Dogged it, unquestionably, but also benefited it in some other ways. The bottom line is that no one expected Bernie Sanders to be a viable contender for the presidency of the United States. I mean, he's genuinely a competitive player. Hillary Clinton has the advantage, but Sanders has held his own. And part of the reason for that is that over the past decade or so, he has very much emerged as the face of the political left in America. And in a sense, Sanders pulled together all the threads of environmentalists, trade unionists, activists in a lot of anti-war and anti-military causes. If you put all the pieces together, you've got the outlines of a candidacy. But again, I don't think certainly that the Clinton supporters, or frankly, that most political analysts, imagine that that would be enough.
He's currently running for the Democratic nomination for president, obviously, but Bernie Sanders has been an independent for most of his career. And in this book, he's a real champion of working outside of that two-party system. But is the only road to the White House these days within one of the major parties? Why has he taken this road?
I interviewed Sanders before he decided to run, when he was thinking about it. And early on, he said he was interested in the possibility of running either as an independent or a Democrat, whichever would work. He does not have a lot of regard for either of the major parties. And so the only reason that he would have run as a Democrat was because he didn't think an independent run was possible. And remember that he's not so much of an outsider as regards the Democrats. In the U.S. House and in the Senate, he has caucused with the Democrats and actually developed some pretty good relationships with some Democratic Party leaders.
Is Bernie Sanders' time spent outside of the Democratic Party going to hurt him electorally, especially in a state like New York this week, where you basically have to be a registered Democrat, don't you, to vote in the Democratic primary?
That's exactly right. And you understand that in America, we have different rules for almost every state. And so New York is a state where the rules are very, very strict. You have to register early. You do have to register as a Democrat, all sorts of kind of a tightness to the process. And I think that that makes it harder for Sanders because he tends to attract independents. And he also tends to attract an awfully lot of young people, particularly new voters, people who have not been active in politics in the past. Well, those are not the kind of folks with a lot of experience voting in Democratic primaries.
Something Sanders writes in this book is, I refuse to give up on the idea that a campaign in a democratic society should include a significant educational dimension. Is that what his bid for the White House is, really, an exercise in education?
I think it might have been fair to say that at the start. I don't know that Sanders himself fully knew what would happen with this race. He obviously had hopes, but he's a very realistic guy. He's been around politics for a long time. And so I think he knew that it was an uphill run and probably an unlikely one. But something amazing happened in the summer and fall of 2015. They started to hold these rallies, and initially they were drawing 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 people, then 10,000, then some of them, you know, 20, 25,000 people, mostly young. And the Sanders campaign became a movement, a cause, at least for the people who were very passionate about it. And that, in turn, lifted his candidacy up to a much higher level than I think most anyone expected. My sense is that Sanders and his most ardent supporters think of it as more than just an educational campaign. They I think, have come to think of it as a candidacy that might break through in some way and actually, you know, really fundamentally change the Democratic Party, move it substantially to the left, particularly on economic issues.
In your update to the autobiography, you write about the tension between insider and outsider strategy. Do you think Bernie Sanders' decision to work inside the Democratic Party this time will succeed in making them address progressive issues? You just mentioned how effectively this campaign is moving the Democratic Party to the left on economic issues. Do you think it'll be a lasting legacy of this run to actually shift those politics fundamentally to the left?
I think there's a possibility of that. Remember, a couple things in play. Our Republican Party has shifted very, very hard to the right. And for a long time, the Democratic strategy was to kind of move into the center, to be, you know, a more moderate alternative to the very, very conservative Republicans. What Sanders is arguing is that that's not a very exciting approach, and it's also not one that solves a lot of problems. And so he has clearly gotten a lot of Democrats excited by the idea of standing as a dramatically more progressive party. And I suspect that no matter how well he does, that tradition or that idea, that new idea, will take hold within the party. It's clearly moved Hillary Clinton to the left on a number of issues. She's embraced a lot of political reforms, even talking about possibly amending the Constitution to get heavy spending on politics out of the process. But what I think the deepest legacy is, it's yet to be defined. And this is where it gets interesting. Sanders will undoubtedly come to the Democratic National Convention with one of the largest numbers of delegates of any dissident candidate in modern American history. I see that playing out in two ways. One, possibly in influencing the selection of a vice president and the platform of the party, just the structural things of the convention. But secondly, where you have an inspired or inspiring candidacy, young people who get involved with that may attach to it emotionally and ideologically for generations to come. And I do think that the Sanders campaign is likely to have a very lasting legacy, especially on a lot of the young people that are involved with the campaign.
John, many thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure.
And that's John Nichols, Washington correspondent for The Nation and the author of the update to Bernie Sanders' political autobiography, Outsider in the White House.